This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
To discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. And, of course, that's good health. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I am so glad that you decided to join us today. We have, I believe, a phenomenal show planned for you today. So stick around for the entirety of it, because you're going to be not only entertained by what we have brought to the table today, but also educated about how to stay healthy and how to get well naturally, how to become your own best doctor most of the time, because nobody's going to do it for you better than you can do for yourself, unless you are in a crisis management situation, and then all bets are off. But I'll tell you what, and we've talked about Ozempic before on the program, but this Ozempic deal, this drug is on fire to the extent that way too many people are now accessing this drug, taking this drug for all the wrong reasons. You may have heard of Ozempic or another drug called Wegovy. It is a type of drug that originally was earmarked for type 2 diabetes. Back in 2017, in fact, the FDA approved it for the use of type 2 diabetes. And it was not your typical type 2 diabetes drug in that it has to be injected once a week. And what it does is it messes with your hormone system. And for diabetics, it may be appropriate. And for people who have recalcitrant weight gain or a severe, extreme obesity, it might even be approved or at least utilized for weight loss. But what is happening, ladies and gentlemen, which often does happen, is this drug is being abused and used by way too many people without regard to the potential adverse side effects that it may have. This drug called Ozempic, it mimics a hormone called glucagon. It's a glucagon peptide, which basically targets areas of the brain that regulate your appetite. So it goes into your brain and it tries to fool with Mother Nature. And it does a good job of that. And there is no doubt about it that people who are getting these injections for Ozempic, even though it is not a drug that was used or at least okayed for weight loss, that's one of the potential adverse side effects, or in this case, a wanted side effect in those people who have obesity or overweight. More people are using it these days than are diabetics. In fact, not long ago, there was some concern about even running out of supplies of this drug. Semaglutide is the generic name for it, because so many people were after it because the Hollywood elite caught on to it. Those people who wanted to lose weight and lose it quickly without changing their behavior, without eating correctly, without exercising, they just wanted the quick, fast answer, the non-surgical answer, and they got it by fooling with the hormone system within your brain. But unfortunately, these kinds of things, when they come, have a very dire cost in many cases. And if you look at the array of potential adverse side effects of using Ozempic, and we have talked about this on the radio show here in the past, but the list keeps on growing. And it starts with things that most people would say, well, if I can lose 10, 15, 20 pounds of weight, it's worth taking the $1,000 per month Ozempic injection, even though I haven't been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but I'd sure like to lose that 5, 15, 25, 50, 100 pounds of weight that I've been carrying around, that I've tried every diet under the sun, and I've exercised my head off, and I just love my sugary foods, and I don't like to quit those, so I'd like to be able to eat those while I'm taking the drug, which is really the messaging that goes out from the pharmaceutical companies and conventional medicine. You don't have to change any of your behavior. You don't have to eat correctly. You don't have to exercise. Just take this drug and it'll solve your problems. And that's usually how all things are presented anyway. But when you look at the array of side effects, starting with constipation or diarrhea, nausea, abdominal pain, dizziness, allergic reactions, fatigue, we're talking about the drug Ozempic that people are taking crazily these days for weight loss. Blurred vision. How would you like to be driving on the road when somebody is strung out on Ozempic and they have blurred vision or dizziness or nausea? Or they're in the middle of a hypoglycemic reaction, which will give you dizziness and nausea and irritability and fainting and seizure, because Ozempic can cause low blood sugar, where you basically have your blood sugar so low your brain can't operate. And then we go to intestinal blockage. We're finding people who are having to go have surgery because they have intestinal blockage. They get so constipated, their bowel stops working, peristalsis completely shuts down, so they can't push the stools out of the food that they do eat. Add to that another potential side effect, kidney disease, gallbladder disease, anxiety, headache, tumors forming in the body. And lastly, suicidality, the thought of killing oneself. These are just some of the side effects of this drug called Ozempic. Now, recently, there was a podcast by Tucker Carlson had a podcast. Tucker Carlson's a former Fox News host. And he had a podcast. He was interviewing an individual by the name of Callie Means. Callie Means is a former pharmaceutical consultant and the co-founder of TrueMed. I want you to listen to these segments that we put together today on this drug called Ozempic, because it's completely out of control. Here is segment number one. Go.
Well, we thought it'd be interesting to hear the other side, a side that you were not hearing on the question of Ozempic, from someone who knows a lot about it. Callie Means is the founder of TrueMed. He once worked for pharma. He definitely does not now. And he joins us today in studio. Callie, thanks so much for coming on.
Pumped to be here, Tucker.
So you want to lose 20 pounds. I'm speaking from experience. You want to lose 20 pounds. You don't really want to stop eating pizza. This seems like a super quick way to get healthier. Why wouldn't you take Ozempic? Why shouldn't I take Ozempic?
There's three big reasons Ozempic is very problematic. And I think really the Rosetta Stone to understanding what's gone wrong in healthcare and, frankly, pharma industry corruption. The first point I want to make is that if a fish tank is dirty, you clean the tank. You don't drug the fish. And in America right now...
So they won't notice.
In America right now, we've got a very dirty tank. 50% of teens and 80% of adults are overweight. And this has happened in just a generation. We didn't become systematically lazier in the past generation as Americans, and frankly suicidal. something has happened. And the core mistake of Ozempic is that obesity is not an Ozempic deficiency. Obesity is not the root cause of the problem. Obesity is one branch of the tree of underlying metabolic dysfunction that's ravaging our country. As we talked about, with over 50% of Americans having prediabetes now, 33% of young
adults. Wait, most Americans have prediabetes?
Oh, it's by some measures, it's up to 60%.
Of the whole country?
Of adults and 33% of young adults and teens. And you have a diabetes doctor, you know, just a generation ago, wouldn't see one child in their entire careers with diabetes. Now, diabetes, which again is cellular dysfunction, is cellular disruption, totally caused by environmental factors and what we're eating. That's close to becoming, right, upwards of 50% of kids. It's 33% and growing radically. Teens, 25% have fatty liver disease, which is something you only used to see in elderly alcoholics. So there's a metabolic health crisis that's caused by decisions, right? The USDA, which is completely corrupt, the guidelines that set nutrition.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I must stay conscious through the madness and chaos, so I call on my angels. They say, oh yes, a little faith.
Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today. I also want to let you know we have a health poll question going on right now. We'd love to get your opinion of. It's over there on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and it goes like this. Do you believe it is fair for doctors to charge for refilling your existing prescription drug or writing a sick note? Let's say you get sick one day and you can't go into work or you need it for some other excuse, or a doctor replying to your email that you send into the office, or a text message or some type of a voicemail, up to $100. Do you think it's fair for doctors to charge up to $100 for refilling a prescription or writing a sick note or replying to an email or answering a message? Yes or no? Vote on that, please, at drbob.com. And then once we have tabulated our results, we'll get into the body of where this is happening and what is going on with it. What is your opinion? I mean, before you call your doctor's office and say, okay, look, oh, I need a note to get my child out of gym class. Can I get a sick note? Or I need my prescription refilled. I ran out. And you're going to get a bill. In other words, you might be sitting in the doctor's office and the nurse opens up the door to take you back to one of the exam rooms, and instead of saying, the doctor will see you now, you hear the doctor will fee you now, as in charge you now, because he had to do something that he or she otherwise did before at no additional charge other than including it with the office visit. But this is going to be tacked on. What do you think of that? You think it's fair or not? Please vote on that at drbob.com. All right, now, we are in the midst of talking about the drug Ozempic. And the Ozempic drug is being used by way too many people. It's for weight loss. It wasn't originally okayed by the FDA for that. It was for type 2 diabetes. Now more people are using it for weight loss, getting injected, $1,000 a month. Possible side effects from diarrhea to thinking about killing yourself, suicide, and abdominal obstruction, where people have to be operated on to remove an obstruction caused by the drug shutting down the digestive system because it obliterates your appetite and messes with your peristaltic reaction or the movement of food through your gut. I mean, the list goes on and on. And in that first segment that we played, which comes from the Tucker Carlson podcast, wherein Tucker Carlson was interviewing Callie Means, a former pharmaceutical consultant and co-founder of TrueMed, they were talking back and forth about this drug and how he basically made an example of, you know, if you've got a fish tank, let's say you've got goldfish, and the tank is dirty, you don't dump drugs in to clean the fish tank. You get the tank cleaned. That's what you do. And he was making the example of using pharmaceuticals in the human body when it's already dirty and clogged up and dysfunctional and metabolically shut down, and you add a drug to it. It's like whipping a tired horse. That can only go so long. We do have an overweight society because we don't have a health care system here in the U.S. We have a sick care system predicated upon fixing stuff when it's broken only. And you need one of those, but you also need a health care system. Okay, we're going to play segment number two here. Segment number two of the interview of the Tucker Carlson podcast with Callie Means, former pharmaceutical consultant. Listen to this related to the taking the drug Ozempic. Go.
But let me just get back to the individual decision to take or not to take this drug. So you're overweight, you have pre-diabetes, and your doctor says, you know, what you would say, which is that's a very serious thing to have. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's not bad. It is bad. And this drug can cure it. Why wouldn't you do that?
It segues really well into the second issue why Ozempic is so problematic. So on a societal level, you know, I think anyone that agrees, you know, if you're just looking at this issue, you know, putting everybody and pumping everyone with Ozempic for their lives isn't the first thing you do to solve obesity. But even if it was perfect, even if it was perfect. But the problem is when you get to the individual level, this drug medically is an absolute disaster.
Medically?
Medically, it's a disaster. So all you need to know is that Novo Nordics, the company that makes this drug, recently passed LVMH to become the most valuable company in Europe. So this company, most valuable company in Europe, they don't allow this drug for obesity in Europe. Almost all of Novo Nordics' revenue is coming from taking advantage of Americans. This is not the first line of defense for obesity in any European country. It's not approved by the government regulators. They are saying on their stock calls that all of their growth is coming from the U.S. They're taking advantage of a broken U.S. system in the United States. And when you dive into it, even people in the United States who are getting government funding, insurance funding for this drug, don't have to pay for it. 30% of them go off the drug within 3 months. So even though they're fully being paid for it, we're being told this is a lifetime drug, there's lawsuits coming, just reported in the past couple of days, on gastrointestinal issues and stomach paralysis. The drug itself essentially is stomach paralysis.
What is stomach paralysis?
The drug, what it does is essentially it sterilizes, it stomach paralyzes your stomach to make you not be able to process food correctly. And there's studies now saying that stomach paralysis, the really messing with your ability to digest food, actually stays after you go off the drug. So there's lawsuits now with people with severe gastrointestinal issues after coming off the drugs that's being pronounced, and that's coming out in lawsuits. Additionally, because of that, you're consistently seeing patients who go off the drugs gain the weight back. So that's almost, I think, universally accepted even by Novo Nordics. When you go off the drug, you gain the weight back. But again, we're seeing most people that take the drug within the first year come off it because the gastrointestinal issues, the stomach issues are so pronounced. Additionally, the EU, again, where this company is based, just launched a probe into suicidal ideation caused by Ozempic. You can't even make this up. But the EU is doing a massive probe because there's so many reports of increased depression and increased suicide. Now, I was debating a Harvard doctor about 6 months ago, and I brought this up because it's kind of obvious. Your serotonin, what produces your contentment and happiness, 95% is made in the gut. And again, the Ozempic essentially is gut dysfunction. So when you mess with the serotonin and mess with the gut, a lot of unexpected things happening. And very understandably, and really what's to be expected, is we're actually seeing reports of a mass increase in mental health disorders and even suicidal ideation from Ozempic. You just back up and ask, you know, this miracle drug is too good to be true. It's really coming through.
Wait, so you're saying there could be a downside? It's not perfect?
30% of people. but I want to say this, and I'm a libertarian. You know, I think people should be able to take Ozempic. I think most drugs should be legal, frankly. The problem is where the rubber really hits the road is there is an all-out assault to convince us that this is the appropriate drug. Again, this is the target market. This is why the stocks are popping and why Wall Street's going crazy. It's the biggest TAM, the biggest target market for any drug in American history. It's 80% of American adults. But it's being fast-tracked. You wouldn't believe this, but the American Academy of Pediatrics recently said that they recommend this as a first line of defense for teens. And the study basing that decision for the American Academy of Pediatrics to say that every obese or overweight teen, which is 50%, should take this drug, was a 68-week study. We had a 68-week study for a lifetime recommendation to 50% of teens in America to receive these injections.
So I guess nothing would surprise me coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which seems really like a vector for badness.
Yeah.
Given their performance during COVID. However, you just still have to wonder, how did that happen? That seems reckless. Like, how could a body like that, which has some residual moral authorities because of its name...
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Are you waiting?
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program. What we are doing this hour, and we're going to ask you to hold your phone calls until another hour where we'll take your calls on the topic of health, where you can call in and ask me questions about your health, and I will do my best to help you out. But what we're doing this hour is talking about the drug Ozempic and playing for you excerpts from the Tucker Carlson podcast about a drug called Ozempic by a drug company called Novo Nordisk. That drug Ozempic was originally earmarked for type 2 diabetes. Now it's being used by, it seems like, everybody is overweight. It's an injection, $1,000 a month, and it has very, very problematic adverse side effects. It's really a fraud drug, in my opinion, when used for weight loss. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Here is segment number 3 on the topic of Ozempic.
You have Dr. Fatima Stanford, the head of obesity research at Harvard, paid tens of thousands of dollars by Novo Nordisk, just started a new...
Directly.
Not to mention, of course, millions of dollars of research grants. She's been paid tens of thousands of dollars.
How can Harvard allow that?
There are no conflict of interest rules in medicine. Harvard is supporting her. And the NIH recently, it came out that 8,000 research grants went to university professors who also have a direct conflict of interest with the topic and the drug they're studying.
How can how can you be a physician, even a teaching physician, and do that? I mean, that's so obviously unethical.
It's so obvious. It's so omnipresent that this isn't. It isn't discussed. I mean, you're saying this like it is obvious. It's manifestly obvious. You hear this, most Americans are outraged. this is like, you know, you're swimming in water. You don't realize you're in water. This is how academia is. The food industry, if you know, taking it to food, which is making us sick, spends 11 times more on foundational nutrition research than the NIH. Pharma is the lifeblood, right, of foundational scientific research in this country. And then you get to the NIH, of course, it's a revolving door between government and industry. And the vast majority of NIH grants go to pharma research. So the NIH is basically a grant-making organization. And this is just statistical, almost all going to research that has conflicts of interest with pharmaceutical drugs. The problem here is that every institution, all these institutions fundamentally make more money when we're sick. Ozempic doesn't cure obesity. It manages obesity for life. And that's a problem. Statins don't.
I'm sorry. I should have asked at the outset. You made a couple references to it for life. Is that as advertised?
Oh, no. That's
so if I sign up for Ozempic tomorrow, the physician will tell me you got to take this forever.
Those are the instructions. Yes. They admit that there's unknown metabolic problems. If you go off, but that's on the box. No. This is a lifetime injection. The key thing here, Tucker, and again, getting the corruption, right? You're paying off the doctors. You're paying off the medical groups. 50% of TV news funding. I mean, you know,
I've seen it.
Yeah. And you know, there's RFK's talked about this back in the day with Roger Ailes. When 50% of your bills, speaking of the choir here, but 50% of your bills are paid by a certain interest, why didn't the news media have any curiosity during COVID why people were dying of COVID? Metabolically healthy people weren't dying of COVID. This is where the corruption and really where it all ties together.
I'm sorry, will you describe that in a little more detail?
We had probably the biggest event in American history since World War II, where we shut down the country,
yes,
where we really, I think, showed our weakness just physically and mentally as Americans. You know, American COVID deaths were substantially higher than other countries. And research, you know, it's not argued, has come out saying that the COVID was a foodborne illness. Dying of COVID was a foodborne illness. If you were metabolically healthy, if you had stable cholesterol, stable fasting glucose, weren't obese, you didn't die of COVID. COVID disproportionately, overwhelmingly, even among older people, affected people with comorbidities. And we're a lot sicker in America.
And the comorbidities were caused by eating bad food, mostly.
Comorbidities are obesity, heart disease, diabetes. Those are the main comorbidities. So if you did not have those, you were essentially not impacted by COVID and had an almost 0% chance of dying of COVID. So the media, though, right, who's heavily funded by pharmaceutical companies, didn't have any curiosity about that. Didn't have any curiosity. Maybe this is a 9/11 moment that we're not at our best as America, right? We are a sick, depressed, infertile population. Sperm count is down 50% in just the past generation. 25% of women now have PCOS, leading cause of infertility. We are having trouble reproducing as a species. And these are all connected. And there was a moment to talk about this. But instead, the media, the government institutions who are paid by pharma, pushed a pharmaceutical solution with trillions of dollars of airtime as the solution to our crisis. This was one of the greatest public policy mistakes in American history. What, after coming off of the worst public policy failure, I think one of the worst in American history with the COVID response on every level, you know, keeping the bars open and shutting down the schools, to pushing an effective pharmaceutical solution instead of root cause solutions. We're being asked to trust pharma when 80% of the American people, their bodies are like rebelling against them, with obesity, which are clearly a sign of underlying issues, where Ozempic and daily, you know, weekly shots is not the root cause. This just on its face doesn't make sense. And then you trace the corruptions. Again, Ozempic is paying off everyone. They're one of the five largest funders. The company itself, one of the five largest funders of news ads, one of the, you know, top research funders of obesity research, largest funders to university on the obesity topic. And the thing I, you know, kind of ram home here, Tucker, is you just have to look where the money is. So if you actually look at the analyst reports that are propping up these stocks, they're assuming an increase in obesity. So you talk about all the, like the Novo Nordisk, largest company in Europe. They literally, where the money hits the road, where people are investing billions of dollars, they're assuming increased rates of obesity over the next 10 years in America. You actually, I was talking to a doctor at Harvard, you know, they're underwriting a loan for a new obesity center where they can treat an issue as Ozempic. those loans have projections for growth of obesity. They're not projecting that increased Ozempic is going to decrease obesity. The loans that are underpinning these medical centers, if you go to any city in the country, the biggest, most beautiful building is you know, some kind of new pediatric, you know, obesity center or cardiology center. The loans assume increased rates of conditions. So fundamentally, we have the largest industry in the country, healthcare, not asking, imagine the leader saying, how do we reverse obesity? How do we cure obesity? They're not asking that. They're saying, how can we actually say obesity is not your fault? Oprah, who's involved with Weight Watchers, just apologized for preaching personal accountability over the past decades. She said it's not personal accountability. We're supporting Ozempic. This is becoming, obesity is becoming something.
Do you think Oprah got paid?
She's highly involved with Weight Watchers. Yeah, Weight Watchers has shifted from a personal accountability organization that it's been preaching for decades and is now a prescriber of Ozempic. They've totally changed because Ozempic is a better business model because you never go off it. You have Dr.
Yeah, and Oprah, of course, as she dropped her board position with Weight Watchers, now Weight Watchers' stock is tanking. Wow. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Heart health is a serious matter. Keep your heart healthy with Red Sage Plus from Terry Naturally. This powerful formula supports nitric oxide production for healthy blood flow and circulation to keep your cardiovascular system strong. Red Sage Plus combines the power of red sage with red ginseng to maintain flexible blood vessels and arteries and support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol balance already within a normal range. Red Sage delivers powerful cell-protecting antioxidants to maintain optimal artery health. Red ginseng, clinically studied to help you stay resilient in the face of occasional stress, a major factor in heart health. Red Sage Plus, for the health of your heart. You can find this Terry Naturally exclusive at health food stores everywhere or at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Every single day, mine's a power flow. I don't need batteries.
Dr. Bob Martin Show. We are in the midst of playing some excerpts from the Tucker Carlson podcast. I thought this was a really important podcast. You can, of course, hear it in its entirety, and you should if this topic is of interest to you or somebody you know or love, or you yourself are taking the drug Ozempic. Tucker Carlson had the opportunity to interview a pharmaceutical consultant, former pharmaceutical consultant, and the co-founder of TrueMed.com, Callie Means, in the discussion of Ozempic. Here is segment number 4 of that topic. Listen, go.
This is insane. So maybe one of the reasons this is accepted, people don't see it as totally crazy, as I do. I don't take Advil, so all of this seems crazy to me. But the average, say, 65-year-old person in this country is on how many drugs?
About seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
And not just intermittently, but like over years.
Chronic. 90-plus percent of funding for medicine dollars is around chronic lifetime.
So
it's more recurring revenue.
So describe what that looks like the scale of it.
Yeah, I think again, we're so desensitized to this, we don't understand how crazy
that's right.
How much of a failure it's been. Well, I'll give you an example. My mom. So my mom was 71 and went, you know, for a checkup and was told by the doctor she was healthy. And she was actually at the time on seven lifetime medications. So she was on, you know, maybe a decade before, had high cholesterol, was prescribed a statin. And the message from the doctor was, no problem, most, you know, the majority almost of people your age are on a statin, no problem, that's a rite of passage. Then she had high fasting glucose. Again, that's basically prediabetes, which majority of people have, metformin, one of the most prescribed drugs in the country, high blood pressure. So she has these comorbidities that are almost seen as like rites of passage. You know, it's a rite of passage for a man over 40 to be on a statin, the majority are. So these were all kind of normal things. So as we treated everything in silos, that's a lie. Heart disease, diabetes, in many ways depression, Alzheimer's, they're branches of the same tree. We've actually lied saying those are different conditions, seeing four different doctors for four different treatments that don't even talk to each other. So we're managing the symptoms instead of seeing those symptoms as a gift and realizing that we have a root cause metabolic crisis. That's why the more statins we prescribe, the more heart disease goes up. The more metformin we prescribe, the more diabetes goes up. The more SSRIs we prescribe, which are now 25% of women.
The higher the suicide rate goes.
We're seeing skyrocket. So we're siloing everything. And literally.
So there's so many questions. Yeah. So 25% of women are on SSRIs?
We have a societal dynamic where 25% of women in the United States are on a medication. And I'm not just flatly anti-drug, but this is a societal dynamic, Tucker. We have 25% of women taking something that fundamentally numbs you out from reality. And we don't even blink an eye at that. And depression, mental health disorders, anxiety, suicide. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death for young adults. SSRIs are
after drug abuse.
Yeah, and which I think could be related. And SSRIs, you talk to any high schooler now and look in the internet, it's the first line of defense. I mean, it is prescribed like candy when
to children.
Oh, yes.
SSRIs.
Oh, SSRI prescription rates are skyrocketing among teens. You talk to any high school counselor, anyone in any high school, this is the first line of defense when it's
I would
silent.
Never talk to a high school counselor under any circumstances.
Yeah, well, that's very smart. They're skyrocketing among kids, and there's actually a black box warning on SSRI's label actually saying that it increases suicidal ideation among children, and they're widely prescribed to children, not to mention the fact that 20% of high school seniors are on essentially methamphetamines, Adderall, which if you read the book Blitzed, traces the history. Adderall was developed by Nazi Germany as a tool for Nazi soldiers to be more aggressive, and now is prescribed widely along with SSRIs to kids.
One thing, I'm trying to keep track of everything you're saying, all of which is checkable, I assume, on the internet. Statin drugs are prescribed to the majority of American men over 40?
The last rate, I think 2019, the last study I said was 45%, and I think there's reports that now post COVID it's close to 50%.
So what's the downside of statin drugs?
Oh, there's wild research coming out. I mean, the highest level, just even if the drugs don't have no side effects, heart disease isn't a statin deficiency. What statins to me at the most important level represent that we have a moral hazard. right? Fundamentally, when you're prescribed that statin, you're told by the doctor that you're doing something. When you're prescribed the Ozempic, the doctor, Fatima Stanford on 60 Minutes, who's, you know, paid off doctor from Ozempic, said, throw willpower out the window. This is a brain disease. Food isn't the problem. It's a medical issue. Take Ozempic. Do not worry about what you're eating.
This is exactly what Purdue Pharma said about pain.
Yeah. So you have these messages. You have the statins. You're doing something. You now can eat what you want to eat. You wouldn't even believe this, but until 2018, and Dr. Robert Lustig, who's a hero of mine, has pointed this out, an endocrinologist at UCSF, the American Diabetes Association said that as long as you take your medications, you do not need to change your diet as a diabetic. So you literally have guidance from the American Heart Association, from the American Diabetes Association, now from the obesity industrial complex, saying that if you take these drugs, you're good. But that's a lie, because there's never been a drug in American history for a chronic condition that has lowered the rate of that chronic condition.
You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We're listening to a segment of the Tucker Carlson podcast with Callie Means. My comments when we come back. Stay with us. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. And I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Welcome you back to the final segment here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We have been playing for you this hour excerpts from the Tucker Carlson podcast, which recently happened, where Tucker was interviewing an individual, a former pharmaceutical consultant by the name of Callie Means, the co-founder of TrueMed.com, TrueMed.com. If you're interested in, or you know somebody who could benefit by listening to this, this hour will be in the podcast library on my website as of this coming Wednesday at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. If you're over there on the site, please give us your opinion of this week's health poll question while you're cruising around on the site. And the health poll question goes like this. Do you believe it's fair for doctors to charge for refilling prescriptions or writing a sick note to your boss or your child's administration or replying to emails or messages and charging you up to $100 to do that? Yes or no? You can vote on that over on my site at drbob.com. We'll have the results of it. That's happening right now throughout the United States. We want to get your opinion as to whether or not you think it's fair. Yes or no. Now, also coming up next hour, I'm going to be talking about how 90% of tattoo ink chemicals, the chemicals that are used in putting a tattoo on someone's skin canvas, well, they're now telling us, and this is according to the Pew Research Center, that 90% of tattoo ink chemicals can cause organ damage. So every time I see somebody with a tattoo now, immediately what comes into my mind is organ damage from the toxicity of the chemicals associated with the tattoo. And I have to tell you, for full disclosure, I don't have a tattoo. And I'm not bragging or complaining about that. I've got plenty of friends. I've even got a couple of family members who have tattoos. But when you learn over time what the deal is with tattoos, about 50% of people who get them within, 6 months hate them and want them removed. And now we find out that the chemicals that are used in the prototypical tattoo ink can actually lead to organ damage, which we're going to talk about next hour. Don't miss that. And if you want to listen to the entirety of the interview that Tucker Carlson performed with Callie Means, you can hit his website, too, the Tucker Carlson Podcast. It's there as well. In the top, I think everybody who's taking the drug or considering taking the drug Ozempic should hear that entire interview so that they're well informed as to what they're getting into. Most people are not. You're tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We'll be right back.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.